The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Well, the Metziah of Ayin Test discusses the case of someone who rents out an animal, and in the middle of the duration of the rental, the animal either dies or gets sick in a way that renders it unfit for the purpose that it was rented for. Now, the Gemara explains that such a case, the loss would be incurred by the owner of the animal. Now, just to put this in contemporary terms, someone rents a car from a rental company, and in the middle of the way, the car breaks down. Now, the halacha is, what precisely are the obligations of the rental company towards this person who's renting it? Now, the Gemara explains that there are three considerations we have to take when we have such a case. The first one is the Gemara draws a distinction between whether the rental was done with the terms of Chamar Stam or Chamar Zeh. Did he say, I'm renting you a donkey, or did he say, I'm renting you this donkey? If the owner told the renter that I'm renting you a donkey, the halacha is that he must provide another donkey for the duration of the rental. However, if he said, I am renting you this donkey, then his obligation is limited only to this donkey, and if this donkey is no longer usable, then he does not have to provide another donkey. Now, b'derech klal, in general, when we discuss car rentals, we are talking about a case of chamor zeh, of this donkey, because in general, the rental contract states that the renter is renting out such and such a car, year, make, model, and with such and such a license plate. So in general, when we talk about car rentals, we're talking about a case of Chamor Zeh. We're talking about this car. Okay, that's the first consideration the Gemara discusses. The next consideration the Gemara says is we have to ascertain whether the renter, can sell the nevela of the animal. Now, can he sell the carcass of the donkey and either purchase or rent another donkey with the money that he gets in exchange for the original donkey's carcass? That's the next consideration that we have to take into account. The third consideration, the Gemara says, if you can't buy another donkey, the Gemara says, then the renter at least has to pay for the value that he did get out of the animal. For example, if he had to go 100 miles and he went 50 miles, he would be obligated to pay for 50% of the rental. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now I want to go back to our case of a person who rents a car to go from one city to another city and gets stuck in the middle, exactly discuss various scenarios and to bring you the halacha l'maisa, what will be in each case. Okay, so the first case that we would like to discuss is a case of where a person rents a car and let's say the starter goes or they get a flat, something that they're able to fix. Now, the halacha is, in such a case, that the renter is permitted to have someone fix the car, and then he's able to bill the owner for the repair. Now, there are two reasons for this halacha. First of all, there's a reason of Hashavas Aveda. That means that the owner is certainly gaining by having the renter fix the car on the spot where he's located, rather than having to pay for someone to tow the car back to the originating city and then repair it there. So it's simply Hashavas Aveda that the renter should fix it and then drive it back himself. So that would be one reason why he'd be allowed to bill the owner. Another reason that he can bill the owner is because in the halacha of Schiras Batim, it's mavur, if someone rents a house to their friend, and the house breaks in a way that's able to be repaired, and that it's aimed to be repaired. Now, those people would repair it in such a case. So, Roif Paiskim hold that even if you said Bayezeh, even if you said I'm renting you this house, you are obligated. The owner is obligated to fix the house, as long as it's still called this. It has the name of a house on it, and knows the structure is still called a house. The person is required to fix this house in order to satisfy his obligation of letting the tenant use the house for the duration of the rental. So the same thing would be over here. According to most Paiskim, if a person rents out a car and the car gets broken in a way that it can be repaired, it would be the obligation of the owner to fix the car in order to enable the renter to use the car for the duration of the rental. Okay, so that's all if you could fix it. Now, what happens if the damage makes it and renders it unable to be fixed? For example, to fix the car in its current state would cost much more than it would just to buy a new car. So that's called totaling the car. It's just not worth fixing it. Nobody would fix it in such circumstances. So in such a case, of course, you can't fix the car and charge the owner. That's not what people would do. So the shaila is, what are the entitlements of the renter? So now the Gemara says that if a person rents a chamar, he rents a donkey, and the donkey dies, the renter is entitled to sell the nevela of the donkey and to use the proceeds towards buying another donkey with which he'll continue the duration of his journey. Now, the Gemara brings down Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if you can, let's say the nevela of the donkey that died is not worth, you can't buy another donkey with that money. So the Gemara says that according to Rav, you can't sell it, you can't sell the nevela. According to Shmuel, you could sell the nevela and rent another donkey. Now, the halacha is, like Shmuel, that you could sell it to rent another donkey. However, the Paiskim speak out that if you're able to buy another donkey and then use it, then l'chatchila you're mechuyev to do that. In other words, if let's say you're able to get nevela would cover the price of a new donkey, or in this case a car, you'd be obligated to buy a car and use it rather than spending the money on another rental. Now, in general, when we talk about cars that get totaled, it's generally not worth, you generally can't purchase a new car for the scrap value of the current car that got totaled. So really that option is really not on the table, and like we said, since we passed like Shmuel, you'd be allowed to take the scrap value, sell it, and then use it to rent another car. Okay, now one other consideration to take into account when we discuss a car getting totaled is the insurance money. Now, for example, if let's say the owner of the vehicle paid for the insurance, and now the insurance is going to pay for another car, the value of this car. Now, is the renter entitled to take that money and to use it to buy a new car for the duration of his series, the duration of the rental? Now, this question gets into a machlekes paiskim, very fundamental machlekes paiskim in understanding what does it mean, what is the understanding of car insurance. For example, let's say someone wants to rent from their friend an expensive painting, so they pay for it insurance. They pay insurance premiums to cover the rental of this painting. And then, ba'inis, the painting gets destroyed. So now the insurance is going to cover it. Now, who's entitled to the insurance? So the question the place to discuss is the insurance money, the insurance settlement, is that in place of the broken, of the insured item? Or perhaps it's not in place of that item, it's just a payment because of the premiums. Now, what's the nafkamina? The difference is like this. If the insurance settlement is in place of the item that got destroyed, so then the owner of the painting would be entitled to keep the insurance money because it was his painting that got destroyed, and therefore he would be entitled to this money. Whereas if we say that the point of the insurance is just a payment in exchange, in lieu of the premiums, in other words, it's an exchange for the premiums, then it would go to the person who paid the premiums. In other words, in this case, the renter, he would be the one entitled to the insurance. So, now, just getting back to our case with the car, so the Sefer Pischei Choshen brings down that the same nafkamina of this Machlekes Paiskim will be in our case with the car. In other words, if the owner of the car is paying for the premiums, and it would depend. If the insurance settlement is in place of the broken car, so then the renter would be entitled to take this insurance settlement and use it to buy a car for the duration of his of the Schiros, because since he rented the Mechonitza, he rented this car, so therefore, he's entitled to, and this money is now in place of this car, he would be entitled to use this car, this rental money, to buy himself another car. Whereas, if we say that the insurance compensation has nothing to do with the rental, with the premiums. Another thing to consider when we discuss a car getting totaled is the insurance payments. Let's say the owner of the vehicle insured his vehicle, and now the insurance is coming to settlement. So the question is the person who's renting the car entitled to take this money and buy another car in order to use it for the duration of the Schiros? So this really gets into a very fundamental machlekes apayskim about the understanding of insurance payments. Let's take an example. A person rents a painting, an expensive painting from a museum, and now he's very nervous about this painting, so he goes ahead and he insures the painting. And then the painting gets destroyed by Ines. So now, of course, he's potter, a renter, someone of Seicher is potter on Einzim. However, there is insurance payments. So the question is, who's entitled to these insurance payments? So there's the question the Paiskim discuss is the understanding of the insurance payments. Is it in lieu of the item that got damaged? No, there used to be painting. So now this money is instead of that painting. That's one way to understand it. Another way to understand it is that it's just a way of giving the person who, it's like a bet you make with the person who's paying the premium. In other words, if the painting goes bad, then whoever pays the premium, I got to pay him such and such money. So now, the nafkamina would be, in this case of the painting, that if it's in lieu of the painting, in other words, this is another, in other words, you used to have a painting and now you have insurance money, then the insurance money would go to the owner of the painting. Whereas, if the understanding of the insurance is that it's just due to the premiums, so then, since it's the renter that paid the premiums, it would be the renter that would get these insurance settlement, and the owner, since it was an oinus, the owner would not get anything for his painting. That is a machlekes apayskim, and the Pisrei Choshen points out that machlekes will make the same difference, will be the same nafkamin over here. That if the owner of the car rental agency is now, insures the car, and now the car gets totaled, so the question is, so who would own the payments, whether you could use the insurance settlement to buy another car, depends on this shaila. In other words, if we say that the payment of the insurance is in lieu of the car, so, and I said that this car I'm renting, so this car is mishubit to me, so then the renter would be entitled to take this money and buy another car for himself to use during the duration of the rental. Whereas if we say that the premiums is just has nothing to do with the car that got totaled, it's just since you paid premiums and the event happened, so therefore the insurance is paying out money, so then the owner of the vehicle would be able to take that money, and the person renting it would not be entitled to use that money to buy themselves another car. That's what the Pisrei Choshen says would be the halacha in such a case. Now I just want to point out that that's all if in the event that the owner of the car paid for the premiums. Well, let's say the renter is the one who paid premiums, you know, that he buys the renter's insurance, then it would be partial on either side that the renter would be able to use this money to buy himself another car to use for the duration of this schiros. Okay, so the final case to consider is, let's say you can't sell the car. For example, let's say the salvaging company would require the renter to produce a title, and obviously the renter does not have the title to the car. So let's say he can't sell. It's not an option to sell the car for its scrap. So the halacha is, the Gemara says that he has to pay the half of the journey that he actually used. So pshutai, that means, let's say a person rents a car to go from New York to Toronto, and halfway from New York to Toronto, that would be Syracuse, the car breaks down. So according to the Gemara, it should come out that since Syracuse is a quarter of the journey, in other words, he should have gone round trip from New York to Toronto back to New York, and now he broke down halfway, so he should owe the person, he should owe the owner of the car a quarter of the original value of the rental. That's what should come out of the Gemara. However, Lemaisa, it's not so pashut. Tosis, the Ramaskol Ilu Adhocha, asks on our Gemara, and he says, what possible benefit does the renter have from being only halfway through his journey? He doesn't need this city, he needs a different city. So if he broke down halfway, how does it help him that he's now in some other city? So Tosis has two terutzim. One terutz, Tosis says, is that now it's cheaper to rent another animal to get to his ultimate destination, and therefore, since he's benefiting, so he does have to pay this part of the journey, because he's benefiting from this part of the journey. That's one terutz of Tosis. The other terutz of Tosis is that we're talking about a merchant who would like to sell his merchandise, and he would have liked to sell it in the further city. But since he could sell it here, and many merchants do sell it here, they'd make the trek to the trip to sell it here, so he is benefiting, and therefore he would have to pay for the half of the journey that he actually used. That's what Tosis says. Just to get back to our case, where the car breaks down in Syracuse, in other words, so he'd rather be in New York than Syracuse. It does not help him to have to rent a car from Syracuse. In fact, it's much more expensive to have to rent a car in Syracuse, drive it to Toronto, drive it back to New York, and then get someone to drive it one way back to Syracuse. That's probably much more expensive than the original rental from New York to Toronto and back. So therefore, he doesn't benefit at all from going to Syracuse now. Therefore, we would not have to pay at all for this particular rental.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.